Morning, everybody. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude here on WGN, 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and then at 6 o'clock, it's the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive. Our phone number and text number, if you want to join us, is 312-981-7200. We're going to jump into talking about the Super Bowl commercials from last night's game. And if you have a favorite that you saw, which ones did you like? Which ones do you think were memorable? 312-981-7200. And I'll be checking out Steve Johnson's piece from the Chicago Tribune about the best and worst Super Bowl commercials from last night. And he gave them all grades, and we'll talk about that. We want to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, did you watch any of the Puppy Bowl?
I didn't.
Okay, because it was...
I was watching TV, and I did see it on the guide thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I think because the last image I saw on just online and things was of a puppy going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
On the field. So I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to look at that.
Yeah, they pee all over the place on the field. Because
I was kind of like,
yeah, well,
I want to see that.
One of the sponsors was Bissell. And so every time they would pee, every time a dog would pee on the field, they would bring out this little Bissell carpet shampooer that specializes in cleaning up dog's mess.
Oh.
And so they would put it on, like the guy dressed up as the ref would bring the little Bissell, little mini carpet cleaner, put it on. All you do is place it over the stain, you press a button, and it cleans it up. And then they would take this. So every time there was a little mess on the field, the referee would come out and put this little mini Bissell thing on the stain, and it would be cleaned. So that was it was very smart and ingenious because it was one of the sponsors. So they would get...
That is adorable.
Yeah, and they would get like a plug-in for it, and you get to see how this thing works, and it was so easy. It's like a handheld little carpet cleaner. Pick it up, put it over the spot, press one button, it cleans it up, takes it about 3 minutes, and then it's cleaned. It's done. It was so cool.
Interesting.
The other things about it now, because the Puppy Bowl has gotten completely crazy over the last, however,
it's just so corporate now.
Well, it is actually. I mean, there's like everything is sponsored. It's the Geico Puppy Bowl, so everything is sponsored. But the great thing about it is they just keep adding new weirdness things to it.
What was their halftime?
Their halftime was the kitten halftime show, where they bring kittens out.
They should get the Acrocats. One year.
They have the cats, like, they just basically, you know, they're just like, oh, look at the kitty half bowl show, and they bring out kittens, and the cats just like run around up ramps and they knock stuff over, and it's completely hypnotic. Like, I can't, like, the Puppy Bowl, I can't stop watching it. When I start watching it, I'm like, this is, whoever thought of this is a damn genius. So it's gone on even further though, Esmeralda, because now they've got Rabbit, Little Bunny, and Little Guinea Pig cheerleaders on the sidelines. So they have Rabbit.
How do these animals, I mean, I get it, they're puppies, so they don't know.
Right.
But how has there not been just an incident with the puppies and the bunnies?
Yeah,
and
I think in some cases they keep them separate. You know what I mean? So they can shoot it and cut it together so it looks like they're all in the same thing.
Right, because I would be worried that someone would get a little too eager with the bunnies.
Well, the other thing is they now have mascots. Each team has a mascot. All right, so one of the team's mascots was a chinchilla. So they had a chinchilla in like a little coat costume running around, and that was the team's mascot. And the other mascot was an owl, like an actual thing.
See, now wait. Are the animals dressed up as other animals?
No. This is a real chinchilla.
So the chinchilla is actually the mascot.
Yeah. And it's just and it was a regular live owl, no costume.
Oh, okay.
And it was a regular live owl for the other team.
So what is it? Like the owls?
No. It was the roughs versus the fluffs. Those were the team names.
So wait, who was the fluffs?
The fluffs was the chinchilla.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the roughs was the owl.
That makes sense.
And then because now they want coverage on social media, they had a parrot tweeting all the new all the updates on the scores and everything. So they cut to a parrot with a laptop.
That makes sense.
It's so great. It's just so, and every year it just gets weirder. Like they, you know, and they just have, it's so funny. My favorite thing about it, now you've seen the Puppy Bowl in the past, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
My favorite thing is the camera at the bottom of the water dish. That's my favorite thing when they're sticking their nose in there and the camera's underneath it. That's my favorite thing of all time. Is the camera underneath the water bowl, the water dish. That's the best.
They're gonna have to get soon enough, I would think, commentators.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they have animal commentators?
Oh, no. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and they put them in, like, little suit jackets.
Little suits with little fake mics.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, because they do have a play-by-play, you know, and then they have a human ref.
Yeah, they could have them just sitting there.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. I wouldn't be surprised if they do that.
630 doesn't want you to forget there was also a fishbowl, too.
Oh.
That seems even harder to deal with. You can't dress up a fish.
No, you can't. You can't. But I'm telling you, they just, for the as far as the, you know, the puppies themselves, they only had bandanas on. So it wasn't like they were dressed up.
Well, yeah, because if they had anything more, it would just be the puppy trying to take off whatever he was wearing.
And they put a bandana of the team's color around their necks so that you would know what team they're on.
Oh, how cute would it be if they could put little black stuff under their eyes?
Well, I don't know. Don't give them any ideas.
Little foam helmets.
When I saw the chinchilla, I was like, all right, what is going on now?
No, wait, the chinchilla wasn't wearing anything either?
He had a little, like, they put a little jacket on him or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But then the chinchilla was just running all over the place.
He's a very enthusiastic mascot.
Yeah. And the owl didn't do anything. The owl was actually on the field pole, on the field, what do you call it, the goalpost.
Stoic.
Yeah.
It's a very stoic mascot.
It was and the cheerleaders, the bunnies and the guinea pigs, those were the cheerleaders. And the halftime entertainment provided by the kitties. It's fantastic. Did you see any of it, Dan? You were at a party. Super Bowl parties, they flip back every once in a while.
We did not see any, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I'm just reading about it on Wikipedia. It sounds like quite a.
It was great. It was great.
It was an hour-long pregame show. I did not know that.
Yeah, they had a pregame show. Hey, do you know that Anthony Anderson has an animal show on Animal Planet?
You know, I saw like an ad on a TV that was on mute somewhere, and I was like, holy cow.
It was on before the Puppy Bowl, and so I was getting ready to turn the Puppy Bowl on. I turn on this, it's like Anthony Anderson's Animal World or something. I'm like, what?
Another texter lets us know that Hallmark Channel does a kitten bowl and only kittens.
Oh, the Hallmark Channel.
So they're counter-programming.
That's great.
Someone should do hamsters.
Yeah, they probably will.
Because then you can get them in those tubes.
Oh, by the way, they do have a hamster. They do have a hamster in a wheel. Oh, I forgot this little detail that they cut to, Esmeralda. They have a hamster in a wheel who powers the scoreboard.
Aww.
He's running in there. They show him running in on the wheel, and then whenever the score was changed, they would cut back to him and
they had to poke him with a stick, like, hey,
yeah,
start running.
It's so funny. All right, 312-981-7200. We're going to get to the commercials in a second, but the Puppy Bowl rules. So we got a couple of texts coming in. If you want to join us, we're going to get to the best, the worst, the weirdest, the most memorable commercials from last night's Super Bowl, which was a very memorable game, and that I slept through the second half. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. So last night was the Super Bowl, and like a dummy, I went to bed in the third quarter when it was 28-3 Atlanta, and I woke up and missed the greatest comeback in the history of all sports. But I did see the commercials, most of them, and I have an opinion on them, and I would love to hear your opinion. 312-981-7200. Donna says, I like the T-Mobile commercials, also proactive with the towel drop. I thought some were too serious or boring. I liked Lady Gaga. She did a lot of her songs, and the Falcons were robbed. Okay. 630 area code says the Airbnb ads welcoming immigrants were great. All right. By the way, Esmeralda, did you see SNL over the weekend?
I did.
Oh, my God. First of all, Kristen Stewart did a great job. And I really
like
her.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Me too. And the thing is, here's the thing about Kristen Stewart. She's a really good actress when she's not in the damn Twilight movies. Like, she's really good. And keep, you know, I keep forgetting about that. But she always seems like she's a little bit out of it, you know, or, and they played that up in the opening monologue.
Right.
But she was very funny, and I'm telling you, some of the sketches from Saturday night, I mean, obviously, the Melissa McCarthy doing Sean Spicer was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And she clearly got herself an Emmy nomination just for that. For being a best guest performance on a TV show. She's got an Emmy nomination just for that 8 minutes that she did. It was so funny. Moose lambs, when she pulled up the stuffed animal, the stuffed moose and the stuffed lamb. It was so good. We will not be deterred, and she pulled out the fake dog, too. It was so funny. It was so funny. But there were a lot of great skits, the sketches. I really loved the Totino's pizza thing.
Oh, no, that was, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was really good.
And I don't mind, you know, hey, that's Vanessa Bayer, who I have a massive crush on. And, hey, there's Kristen Stewart. I don't mind watching them make out with pizza rolls all over them. That's fine TV with me. Oh, so it was a very solid, very, very solid show. So anyway, all right, let's talk about some of the Super Bowl commercials. Now, Esmeralda, did you watch any of them online or anything?
I did.
Which ones did you – do you have one that stand out for you?
Oh, the Mr. Clean one.
Oh, God, that was so weird.
I don't really think of him as a man. Like a man. Like he's just a thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
So to put him in that light, I was kind of like, oh, all right.
Well, Steve Johnson from the Chicago Tribune wrote a piece, and he gave the Mr. Clean ad a C-. Here's what he said about it. This is either an ad for the cleaning product mascot or a promo for an upcoming movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I just can't tell the two apart. Assuming it's the former, I will admit that I'm mostly just creeped out by the housewife leering at the life-size cartoon figure in tight white pants as he spiffs up her home. And when Mr. C turns into her schlumpy husband, she pushes him onto the couch for some hanky-panky amid the aroma of cleaning fluids. Yeah, I thought it was weird. I just thought it was really weird. Let's see. You know which one? I can tell you what my favorite one was, Esmeralda. Did you see the Bai commercial, the Bai water commercial with Christopher Walken and Justin Timberlake?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did I love that?
I liked the other one.
What other one?
The guy, he was a horse whisperer.
Oh, okay.
It was for Bai.
Yeah.
It was the other one.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
I like because he made the horse sidewalk.
Right,
whatever.
Right. They gave Steve gave the Bai commercial that I was talking about a B+. I'm not sure what exactly the Bai drink is, but I like the ad, which has actor Christopher Walken saying the product name three times forcefully while a dandified Justin Timberlake looks on, not saying a word.
Now, I wonder who got paid in terms of the song.
I'm assuming the NSYNC got a check, I would imagine.
Do you think they all got a check?
Oh, sure. I mean, well, I would say that the people who wrote the song got a check.
Because I only mean in the sense that those other NSYNC guys might need the money more than Justin.
Yeah.
I'd be a little perturbed. I'd be like, hey, how come they didn't ask any of us to be in the commercial?
Well, because you're not Justin Timberlake. That's why. None of these could. Joey Fatone? We want Joey Fatone sitting on the couch with Christopher Walken? No. You go with JT, because he's JT. He's an icon. All right. How about, okay, here's a weird one. Dan, what did you think? Did you see the Bud Light commercial where the ghost of Spuds McKenzie comes back?
You know, I really liked it, except for one thing.
What?
I wish they wouldn't have had him, just kind of laying there. Like, I wish they would have created, a fake thing for him to walk on, because him just floating around freaked me out a lot. But I love the concept, because that is literally every time, you know, you stay in, that is your worst fear. You know? It's like those scenarios happening. Like, damn it. You know, like, and so I'm like, I thought it was really funny, but if they would have just had him walking on air, I would have been like, that was the best commercial of the night. But the fact they had him just kind of floating and his legs were just kind of dangling, I'm like,
it was weird. Did you see it, Esmeralda?
I did. Did you have a problem where the dog drinks beer? He's still a dog, you know.
No, I know, but I mean,
they were like, "Yeah, here, give me a beer, man."
The issue that I have always had with Spuds McKenzie is, why are women sexually attracted to him? Like, there's and back in the 80s, in the 90s, when Spuds McKenzie was like a thing, he was always surrounded by hot chicks who were like kissing him and hugging him. I'm like, what is this?
Well, that doesn't have to mean sexually.
Yeah, they're like half naked.
So,
you know,
half naked people can't enjoy dogs.
Not in that. I'm telling you, it crossed a creepy line. There was something creepy
just
about it.
Hanging out with the dog.
There was just something creepy about
it. Find him adorable.
He's always been a party animal, Esmeralda. That's always been a part of the thing. He's a party animal.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do.
He's Spuds.
With
he's always
doing it.
He's no. I'm saying you're saying you find it weird that he likes beer. That's been part of Spuds McKenzie since the beginning.
But it's a dog.
I know it's a dog. And in this case, a dog ghost. I was like, what? And since when does Spuds McKenzie have a voice? When did that? Now, he never talked.
I don't remember him ever talking.
He never talked. He just sat there.
Well, I mean, the commercial would be a very long commercial if they couldn't have him saying things.
Well, but they did 10 years worth of commercials with Spuds McKenzie when he had no dialogue.
Right, but he was just standing there and going, roof. This is like, I have to show you the way.
Mm. All right. I found the whole damn thing weird. There's a floating ghost of Spuds McKenzie that can now talk like a smart aleck. So
he always had that in him.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the beer that brings it out, Esmeralda. That's.
I just like, you know, in this day and age, like a commercial, it's like you don't want to do certain things. It's like, you're a dog. Don't feed your dog beer, guys.
But now he can talk because he's a ghost. Before, he was live and just
This is the logic. I'm in.
And he can literally have a beer now because he's a dog and he's a ghost.
So it'll just go through him and it's not
right. Or okay. Ghost dogs don't get drunk.
I'm glad. Ghost dogs don't get drunk. There's the quote. Quote of the morning.
The Cochran band and
Ghost Dogs Don't Get Drunk. Yeah, Cochran was in that band.
Although I can see the whole
with Alexander O'Neill.
I can see the whole dog talks now because he's dead.
All right, you guys
Doesn't
have
that
a logic.
Happen? Yep.
This right is a, this
They're
is
like,
a logic.
Hello, I'm your dog.
This is a logic that I just can't. I'm glad you two agree on that. That's fantastic for you.
312-981-7200. Do ghost dogs talk?
Do ghost dogs
light them up, Chicago?
Do ghost dogs talk and drink beer? Those are the questions that were left after the weird Spuds McKenzie commercial.
When all dogs go to heaven.
Well, that's a good movie, by the way.
They talk and drink beer.
It's a good movie. All dogs go to heaven.
Talk in that movie.
I also like what happened.
They talk in that movie.
Well, they talked before they died in that movie. So. All right. How about the real quick, the Skittles commercial where the guy's trying to get his girlfriend's attention, standing outside her bedroom window throwing Skittles in, and then everybody is catching them in their mouth, including an armed robber and a cop. I thought that was very funny. I thought it was funny, and Skittles are my favorite candy. So I was.
I would be scared to have choked on a Skittle.
Yeah. Well, especially when it's being gunned from three floors down. but did you see the other thing though, Esmeralda, guys, Dan, you saw the commercial, right?
I did, yes.
Did you notice all of the Skittles that were all over the bed?
Yes.
Because people did miss them.
How did they not just reach back there and grab them?
What do you think?
You get one Skittle per thing, I would have reached for some more.
I just thought that was a lovely detail. It's like this guy is not throwing very well or these people aren't catching very well because there's like 100 Skittles on the bed behind them. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll talk more commercials from the Super Bowl last night. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hi, we're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell coming up at 5 a.m. and Steve Cochran at 6. My dad will be calling in because it's Monday, and that means it's jokey, jokey, jokey time. So my dad's going to call in and tell a joke. We are talking about the commercials from last night's Super Bowl. Everybody knows how extraordinary the game was, and except for me because I went to bed to take a nap during the third quarter when it was 28-3 Atlanta. Missed everything. But, you know, a lot of the commercials are really, really funny and memorable, and we've been talking about some of the best and worst Super Bowl commercials from last night. Steve Johnson wrote a really great piece in the Chicago Tribune. Steve's a great guy, where he graded every commercial. You know, he gave, like, for instance, he gave the Budweiser commercial that tells the story of Adolphus Bush emigrating to St. Louis, he gave that a B plus, which was actually a really good commercial, and that was up there too. So we're talking about that. What are your favorites, your least favorites, maybe the weirdest or the most memorable commercials from Super Bowl 2017? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. We got Bill on the line. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
Stan, subject real quick. I've got, you know, the SNL I wanted to mention to you, but I thought the Mercedes and the Audi ads were pretty good. The Mercedes ad with Peter Fonda.
Oh, yeah.
And that was pretty good. And the Audi ad where the young girl won the soapbox derby with her dad. And yeah. Going to
that's a good one. The Mercedes ad was directed by the Coen brothers.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, the other thing, I don't know, for most of us that sit there and, you know, watch stuff on the Internet all day, and we've seen a lot of these already. I don't know if that's, you know, I mean, obviously it's good for the companies to get their mileage out of it, but by the time it's, oh, you'll like, you know, I was at a party and everybody's, oh, you'll like this one.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's seen it already.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, you know, one of the reasons why I took that stupid nap that I took and missed the comeback was because I had watched all the commercials. And
right.
I knew I was going to talk about the commercials, and I'd watched them online the night before. And that takes some of the fun out of it. I agree.
Yeah, they're charging more, but then I don't know. Maybe the whole idea for the companies, maybe they're happy that, you know, that's already being spread out all over the internet. And I don't know what the biggest bang for the buck or the surprise would be.
And then they're immediately, like, after the commercials air, they're immediately on social media. Oh,
right,
I mean, it's like
right.
they start trending it simultaneously, like right as soon as it ends.
Well, I wanted to pick your brain. I know you're an SNL connoisseur, and I watched it for, you know, since the beginning, and I felt like that Saturday show might be one of the greatest ones ever. Her bit, for sure, is maybe the best parody I've ever seen. I mean, people are still watching. I've watched it maybe 10 times.
Yeah.
It is so funny. She was so good. And
she was great.
What you thought.
No, it's great. And I mean, I thought Saturday night's episode was great, but I got to say, you know, since the election, you know, they're killing it every week. I mean, like Alec Baldwin doing Trump is great.
Mm-hmm.
The way they handled Steve Bannon as the Angel of Death was fantastic.
Oh, hysterical.
And all the phone calls were really, really funny. So they've been doing a really good job with it. You know, even 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when Alec Baldwin wasn't in the cold open and it was Beck Bennett as Putin.
Right.
That was really funny too. So they've been doing a good job. So yeah, I think the writing has been really, really strong. And the genius of the Sean Spicer thing, Bill, is the casting of Melissa McCarthy. It's genius.
Right away, did you know it was her? Because right away,
oh, yeah.
It opened her. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, but the thing about it, it works on so many levels. One, the material was great. The material, and you know what? Writing material for Saturday Night Live now in this reality, sometimes all you got to do, because like half of the stuff in the cold open with Alec Baldwin, that's like verbatim.
Right.
It's like that actually came out of Trump's mouth.
I know. It's unbelievable. That I was saying that to a friend. He's writing these things for him. All they got to do is just turn.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Just
the Kristen Stewart reading the tweets.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny.
You know, and the whole thing, how she's no longer into guys.
Yeah.
And the whole, it was just and her deadpan delivery. She just did a
beautiful job. She was great.
Yeah.
She was very funny on the UConn Dry Fridays when they were talking about bad things they've done when they drink. I thought that was hilarious. It was good, but to get back to the Melissa McCarthy thing, the casting of her, one, she's an incredible comedic talent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, two, casting a woman in that part is genius for several reasons. One of which is that, you know, it's taken a jab at a White House that is, you know, perceived to be anti-woman. You know, the guy who is now the president of the United States once said that he liked to grab women by their genitalia, and to have a woman play Spicer is a genius move.
Yeah,
genius.
All the men had erections, and the women were ovulating left and right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was hilarious. But she was great, and I hope she comes back and does it again. I think after Saturday night, she's got to come back.
Well, Baldwin hosts next week.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait.
You know, so how can they not do that?
But I agree.
But being there, like, you follow them for years. Where does this rank? I mean, if you were to do a top five of great bits.
Way up there. It's way up there.
It's Belushi-esque in my mind.
No. It is one of the best sketches they've done in a very, very long time. And I got to say that this season has been strong. Like the Dave Chappelle episode was amazing. The Casey Affleck episode was great. It's been strong lately, and I think what's happening politically in the world is really kicking SNL up a notch, and they're really, I think they're bringing their game. I think it's been great. So
that's great. Oh, the whole that it was good throughout. Maybe the Willy Wonka thing at the end was the throwaway.
Well, that's your 12:50 sketch. That's where you put you put something like that at your 12:50 sketch. That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, Bill,
yeah,
I got to run, but thanks, man.
See you guys.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. There you go. If you've missed it, you can see it online. Like, at this point, you don't even have to watch SNL. You know what I mean? You can say, because by Sunday, you could just go. Well, let's go to YouTube and watch all of it.
Yeah, I always catch it afterwards. Yeah.
I like to watch it live. And I'm such a nerd, I do grades while it's happening.
Right. Do you write notes?
I don't
I just
do the Facebook updates all the time.
Okay.
With my grades.
I'm going to get you one of those notebooks with the separate topics. So you can put in
So
your
I can
top
just
chef,
put in my top. Yeah. I got my Top Chef, my girl almost got eliminated, man. She dodged a bullet, my future ex-wife. From Top Chef. I was nervous, man. Friday morning I was watching. I was like, oh, no, Brooke. No!
I'm sure she's appreciative.
Yeah. I had her on the show. I told her I loved her.
Okay.
Yeah. Chad sends a text that says, the only commercial I got excited about and remembered was the Stranger Things 2 trailer. Yeah, I watched it online. It looks pretty cool. Did you see the trailer?
I did.
They're wearing Ghostbusters costumes.
I thought that was cute. Which makes sense. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
They gotta. But I think it's cute to think, oh, they had to make those.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it. It comes back on Halloween, so we got a while to wait, but it looks pretty great. 269 area code says, I like the National Geographic commercial with the Albert Einstein playing Lady Gaga music. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that?
It was just weird.
Right, but what show is that? Are they just going to...
It's on the National Geographic Channel. I think it's about Einstein.
Just highlighting his achievements.
Mm-hmm. One of which is he likes Lady Gaga, I guess. Nico says, I thought the live Snickers commercial with Adam Driver was hilarious. I didn't see that one.
Oh, I didn't see that either.
Dan, did you see it?
I did. I actually was a little disappointed. So basically, it plays off, you're not you if you're hungry thing. So it was a live commercial, and... because Adam Driver was hungry, he missed his cues, and set in a Western town, and Adam Driver was supposed to be the guy who comes and saves the town and kills these three bad guys, but because he's not on point, like because he's hungry, the blood packets explode before he brings his gun out. He trips and knocks over like half the set because the beam that was holding up the house that he was in falls down, and then all of a sudden that leads to another set falling and then an explosion in the background, and they pan out and you can see the camera and all this stuff. And so,
and this was all pulled off live?
It was all pulled off live.
With the pyrotechnics and stuff like that?
Right.
Wow.
Right. So, but then, they just said, you're not you when you're hungry. And that was it. So I was kind of expecting more, to be honest.
Okay.
Oh, I was hoping when you said live that he was at the Super Bowl.
He did it midfield.
Yeah, and maybe they had him, go out and play, and he wasn't.
How about the creepy TurboTax Humpty Dumpty commercial? Am I the only one that found that to be creepy?
I felt so bad for Humpty Dumpty. He starts vomiting up yolk.
I know.
I was like,
what is this?
And all the lead up ones were awful too.
They were it was like really creepy. It was like a whole series of Humpty Dumpty getting.
Oh, really? I felt so awful for him.
Yeah.
And then no one really cared that he fell. I was like, oh, poor Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. And he's got yolks shooting out of his face.
Oh, man.
You know which one I liked? I liked the Honda commercial where the yearbook photos start talking.
Yes.
Wasn't that good?
I kind of wish they could do that to me. But, not famous. So they're not gonna.
But the Tina Fey was in there. Magic Johnson, Stan Lee. How cool was it to see Stan Lee's picture from like it's got to be in the 40s. Or 30s,
it was
probably.
It's kind of fun to see which ones were black and white and which ones were color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Kimmel's was hilarious with the stupid tuxedo that he was wearing. So I thought it was pretty funny. Here, do you need these?
I spilled.
Yeah, here you go. Just take that. That's why.
Thanks.
That's why I have napkins and paper towels next to me. I have paper towels next to me at all times. And a roll of toilet paper.
What?
So I can blow my nose. I'm not going to blow my nose with the paper towels.
Okay. Why wouldn't you use the toilet paper to clean anything up?
Because it's toilet paper. I don't need to clean anything up with toilet. If you get paper towels, you want to clean something up with paper towel. Toilet paper has, it's softer. It'll mush up.
I guess.
Yeah. It's just too rough for my delicate nose, the paper towels. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic. My dad's going to tell a joke, and then we'll wrap up the whole Super Bowl commercial stuff. If you've got a favorite and you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. How about the avocados from Mexico commercials? Did you see those?
Oh, I didn't see it.
With the subliminal John Lovitz?
I would like to see that, considering
how you feel about avocados?
Well, no, and just the fact that they might cost more soon.
Yes, they will.
Mexico.
Yeah, yes, they will. But it was they had a subliminal John Lovitz in the. it's very, very difficult to describe. Yeah, well, here, let me.
So it was a commercial about avocados, and then John Lovitz.
He would come in and go, "Eat avocados," and he would.
So now you're going to just have John Lovitz on the brain,
right?
Interesting.
Here's what it says. B+, by the way, Steve Johnson gives it. The full-length version, imagining a secret society pulling society's strings, is very good. Priestly types banter about Bigfoot, Area 41, and deflated footballs. And at one point, the leader sees a guy is streaming their proceedings. And then there's a subliminal advertising, John Lovitz commanding, "Eat them!" Which leads to the gorging of guacamole.
Do you really need subliminal messaging to eat avocados?
No.
They're so delicious.
And they're all fatty. All right, here was a weird one.
Good fat.
Dan, what about this Yellowtail commercial with the kangaroo?
I was so disappointed in that. It was the first time a wine had purchased a Super Bowl ad in something like 27 years. And that's what they came up with. That was ridiculous.
I was hoping that one had
more of your creepy bestiality stuff than the Spuds McKenzie stuff.
I was hoping that the would have boxed someone.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Well, you like the muscular kangaroos. Those are the ones that you like.
It's so unsettling.
How about the Squarespace commercial with John Malkovich?
I had seen that one before,
yeah.
And it was still, I still watched it.
Oh,
watched
it's great.
It a couple of times.
It's great. It's great.
And it's real.
Yeah.
He has clothes. He sells clothes now.
Yes, he does. All right, how about this one? The Kentucky Fried Chicken dueling colonels with Billy Zane as the gold colonel and Rob Riggle as the pasty colonel.
I saw one of those.
There was a series of them that they
played.
Yeah,
I saw one of them.
And, remember last week we were talking about that. I would never be able to recognize that's Billy Zane.
Yeah.
Not in a million years. Dan, did you have a favorite?
Besides the Spuds McKenzie one, the tearjerker one was the Hyundai commercial where they this happened after the game was over, and so they cut it together pretty quickly, which was pretty amazing. But they had troops stationed in Poland come into these booths, and then when they entered into the booth, it was a 360 camera of their families at the Super Bowl. So they got to virtually watch the Super Bowl with their family in the stands.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it was, the tearjerker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
There is a ridiculous amount of commercials that made me cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was so many. I was like, why?
Yeah. Well, the 84 Lumber commercial
was
unbelievable.
I was actually very glad I didn't go to a party. Because I would just be in the corner crying.
The 84 Lumber commercial was exceptional. It was really, really exceptional and obviously incredibly timely.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's find out what's going to happen on the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
Good.
Happy Monday. Coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to introduce you to the CEO of PlateJoy, Christina Bonnier. And there's a lunar eclipse coming later this week. We're going to tell you how you can see it with perhaps the naked eye, all next here on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Dan, I didn't see the Kia commercial with Melissa McCarthy, speaking of Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too. Basically, she was trying to represent for all of the environmental issues and managed to get smacked or fall down. Or you know, she climbed a tree to protect the trees, and the tree got cut down. She tried to plant a flag on an Antarctica ice shelf, and the ice shelf cracked underneath her. And the point was, like, you know, even if you don't want to go be an environmental hero, you can be one if you drive this, you know, plug-in Kia.
Oh, okay. All right. I see. All right. Well, I don't know. I still say the Christopher Walken, Justin Timberlake one, that was the one that really got me. Like, I busted out laughing. The timing between the two of them at the end, mm-hmm. when they just kind of look at the camera at the same time. Walken reciting the lyrics to an NSYNC song. How can you not love that? So, I still don't know what the product is, though. I've never had it before. You ever had
Oh,
one?
No, it's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's yeah, you would think it would taste awful, but no, it's actually quite delicious.
All right, cool. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow. Two for Tuesday. We got Jim Liskowski's going to be on with us tomorrow, right? We're going to be talking about best debut albums and stuff like that. Is that what we're doing? That's what we're doing, right? Look at that. See, a good thing I got a nap. If I didn't sleep during the Super Bowl, I would have forgot that all that detail. I'm an idiot. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
All right.